Good morning. Welcome everybody to our first meeting of 2018. Hope everybody had a good New Year's. We're going to have a good New Year. First thing is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. We have one recommendation today. We can strike the item number one under County Administrator Wastewater Agreement number 990-2.
Entertained a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second, Mr. Wilson. Questions on a motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
I guess motion carried. Next is election of officers. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. As council knows, today is the first meeting of the 2018 council calendar, and we need to elect our officers for county council. I will open the floor for a motion for president of county council.
I make a motion we leave them as they are.
Is there a name that goes with that?
I need a motion for the office of president of county council.
I'll make a motion for Mr. Michael Vincent to remain president
okay.
of county council.
Thank you. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to nominate Mike Vincent as president of county council. Any questions on the motion? I'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett.
I know this is not going to change anything, but as a token of 32 years of service, I told him yesterday that maybe he ought to be the president for his last year in service. I'm just going to vote no, not because it's Mike, but because
you're
a token
assuming,
of George
you're
Cole.
Assuming I'm retired.
32 years, because you said that to me, but we'll see. But as a token of George Cole of 32 years.
Sam, he's put me on the pastor already.
But it's not going to change anything, but as a token for you.
The one that said you're going to quit, George.
So there you go.
Mr. Burton.
If elected, I would not serve.
I vote in favor of Mike.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote in favor of Mike.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
And Mr. Vincent.
I'll vote yes.
Congratulations, Mr. Vincent's president of county council.
Tough campaign, Mike.
It was, yeah. entertain a motion now for the office of vice president. Office of vice president.
I'll make a motion to appoint myself.
Have a second.
We'll second his motion.
Have a motion second. Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Arlett, to appoint Mr. Cole as Vice President of Council.
I've always thought a lot of the guy.
I should take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, we had council member appointments. You had a list of those in your information. Mr. Lawson, you want to go through it right quick?
I certainly will. In the packet this week, there was a listing of council member appointments for 2018 based on the feedback I received. This list has no changes as it relates to last year's appointments. That would be Delaware League of Local Governments, Mike Vincent, National Association of Counties, George Cole, Salisbury Wicomico MPO, Rob Arlett, Sussex Conservation District Board, Sam Wilson, Sussex County Airport Committee, Rob Arlett, Sussex County Land Trust, George Cole, and IG Burton. I have a motion for your consideration.
Be your motion.
Be it moved that Sussex County Council approves the 2018 member appointments as presented.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I will get motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you. The next is the appointment of legal counsel. Again, containing your packet, no changes from last year to this year. That would remain County Attorney Everett Moore, Assistant County Attorney Vince Robertson, Board of Adjustment Moore and Rutt, Sussex County Government and Council Moore and Rutt, Planning and Zoning Commission Parkowski, Girk, and Swayze. I have a motion for your consideration.
Motion.
Be it moved, the Sussex County Council approves the 2018 appointment of legal counsel as presented.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Questions on a motion? Take the vote. Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I will get motion carried. Next, sir.
Okay. Last is the adoption of rules of procedure. We discussed this at a previous meeting back in 17. I also had information contained in your packet. There is paper copies in front of you as well. Both of the are the same paper copies. One is redlined and one is just simply highlighted with a clean cover. I'll go over those and see if there's any questions. These changes were in coordination with both attorneys, Mr. Robertson and Mr. Moore, and they have been reviewed and approved by legal counsel. I would turn your attention to page 7 under Rule 10. We made a few changes there. Those changes would reflect how an ordinance is introduced by this county council. This really is just a clarification of the current rules so that we comply with Delaware Code and basically allows for an ordinance still to be introduced by any member of county council as long as the ordinance is drafted pursuant to Rule 10-1 of the county council as well as Del Code Title 9, Section Chapter 7002. Any questions about that section?
I have one.
Okay.
If I may, Mr. President. The 10.1, it says county retained. We're asking a question about the addition, correct? Not what it was before, Todd?
Yeah, either way. Okay. If you want to ask why we put retained consultant.
Well, my question was going to be is county retained, does that mean county council approved? I mean, in other words, consultants that we have today in this county, who approves those consultants, I guess is the question.
County council. It would be akin to McCormick Taylor. Okay. That is helping Planning and Zoning Commission.
Okay, so county retained really means county council approved, correct? Just to clarify, should we change that language?
We certainly can
to clarify,
we could put the word council after the word county, so county council retained.
However you would see fit. I just want to clarify because, as you know, we had a little discussion about this back in October, which is probably why we're doing this today.
Okay. So I think that clarifies that by adding the word council after the word county. The second section that was addressed is on pages 10 and 11 involving Rule 16, Appointment of Planning and Zoning Commission and Board of Adjustment Members. This again was a clarification and really to make sure that we're in line with Delaware Code. Delaware Code is very specific on the appointment of Planning and Zoning Commission and Board of Adjustment members. I would say our practice historically maybe did not fall in line with Delaware Code specifically, and this would hopefully allow that to happen, specifically requiring an appointment of a new member or a reappointment of a current sitting member to take place in the month of June, which is specifically laid out in Del Code. It also expands upon the reappointment process. So if a reappointment of a current member is not approved by a majority vote of this council, an appointment of another person can be offered by another member of the county council outside of the person whose district was represented by that selection.
Along with that, to clarify, no more than two members, right, can live in the same district. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So I know right now today we have two commissioners that live in District 5, one of which is represented in from District 1, though they live in District 5. So in your example, if that were to happen, so two people could still live in, let's say, in District 3, as an example. Cool. And two people could live in District 5, right? And one person can live. So I'm just clarifying what you're saying.
No, the Delco is very specific, limiting that you can only have one opportunity or situation where two members reside within the same district. You can't have two in District 2, two in District 5, but okay. You can have two in District 2.
Perfect.
Any district in the example.
Okay, there's only one opportunity for two members in one district.
You got
outside
it.
Of that, another council member can pull a person from another district, but they have to be represented in that district.
I'm not certain.
In other words, the individual that's represented from Sam's district, correct? I'm told does not live in that district today, temporarily, anyways. House renovation, whatever the case may be. Okay, as an example. So, and I think, do we have another member that's not been reconfirmed yet? Is that only person currently?
That is correct.
Okay, so that's my point. So in the event, let's say that person is not reaffirmed. I hope the person is, but let's just say the person is not reaffirmed. And Sam does not produce another person himself mm-hmm. from his own district. Mm-hmm. Other four members can offer another name, but that person has to live in Sam's district.
That is correct.
That's the clarification we need.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
I got to just remind me, living in a municipality, has that any impact on Right, remind me of that.
Delaware Code specifically limits you to one member for the whole board, Planning, Zoning Commission, or Board of Adjustment, to allow to live in a municipality within Sussex County.
Okay, and I'm not, I have no idea what the current status is of any of them, and we meet that currently because...
We do.
Okay.
We do currently meet that, and when we have new appointments, we vet those appointments based on the requirements by Delaware.
I recall that as an issue, right?
Okay. Any other questions about the rules of procedure? Now would be as presented and amended.
How about the person can't vote?
Speak to your mic, Sam.
An example is that they live in this town and they can't vote anyway.
Speak into your mic.
I'm going to try to, Dan. Thank you. My question is, how's the person going to vote if he lives in town? How can legally vote? What I mean by that is, if he lives in town, he can't make decisions. He can make decisions for the county. Actually, he can't. If he lives in town, he makes his own decision for that town. sound like you want to go to pick gnats out of buttermilk, then it sounds like it may not work. You understand what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, but all I can tell you is that what Delaware Code tells us, which is that if you choose, the council chooses to appoint a member, that member, we can only have one member from these two boards, Commission and Board of Adjustment, living within a town within Sussex County. It's ultimately up to these five members to appoint those 10 appointments.
We'll go from there.
Any more questions? You have a motion, sir?
I do have a motion. Be it moved that Sussex County Council approves the 2018 Rules of Procedure as presented and as amended.
Measure Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second.
Second.
Mr. Burton. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We had the minutes from December 5th and December 12th. Any corrections or additions to those? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Mr. President, the only correspondence I have relates to the right to work ordinance, and I'm going to hold those until that public hearing and read.
Sure. Any correspondence from council? Mr. Lawson.
I have a letter here that which I will only reference and share with council. It is written by Terry Jester, Fire Chief, Memorial Volunteer Fire Company of Slaughter Beach, in reference to the Christmas night fire that took place at Slaughter Beach involving two homes and two garages, applauding our EOC as well as our dispatchers, Mr. Hunter Rogers and Dave Perrine, on their outstanding job during that fire. I do want to quote one sentence that said, "These two gentlemen were as much a part of the success as the first engine crew to save the lives and houses within that beach." I'll offer this for the council.
Thank you, sir. Public comments. Mr. Guy, any public comments? Paul Rigger.
Mr. President, I will point out that any comments concerning either the public hearings should wait until that period of time as opposed to now.
Rigger.
Good morning. Paul Rigger, 18171 Deer Forest Road, Georgetown, Delaware. Concerning Board of Adjustment agendas for us. This is reading off of a Kent County agenda legal notice. In this part, seeks a variance from the minimum side setback requirement of 15 foot to enable the placement of a home, section 205-216A, line 1 of the Kent County Code. They're telling you the setback, they're telling you what the purpose is for, they're telling you the code, we're referencing all the way back to. Newcastle County, simple one. Area variance to construct the ground sign, 13 feet from the Concord Pike, right away, 25 foot setback. See UDC table and then their codes. From a December 1 from the Board of Adjustment of Sussex County, our board. Case number 12071 seeks a variance from the side yard setback sections 115-20 and 115-185 of the Sussex County Code. That was from December. In May of last year, was the last ones that I found it, we would put like seeks a variance from the setback requirements between units, section 115-172. We also had underneath that paragraph G, section 7 or sentence 7 in there. All of them would come down to show you where to reference to, at least to make it a little bit more understandable to the right section of the code that you'll be looking at. Now, to get back to the 1271 Board of Adjustment hearing, seeks a variance from the side yard sections 115-20 and 115-185 of the Sussex County Code. You go through that, 125-25, height, area, bulk requirements. You go through it, and I printed it out, standard thing, 4.5 pages of things it could be leading into. Then you take the other one, you come into other ones for section 120, permitted uses for coming in for the variances. You're talking another 3 pages to try and figure out which one exactly what they're going for. I don't know what the problem was, why in May it all changed, and why we got so vague and it coming out. But I'm not saying they're better than us, but there's no reason that when you're looking at an agenda for a Board of Adjustment, you shouldn't have a clue for what they were coming for. This one that just said 115-20 and 120-185 came in because of a playhouse setback on a real close to setback and another stable coming up through it. You would not have a clue what that is coming in for, an attached garage or something else like that in there. I don't know what the problem is, but instead of since May, it seems like we're going farther in the opposite direction than we should be going forward.
Dan Kramer.
He's moving slower.
My name is Dan Kramer. First question I have, you hired the legal counsel back. What's the pay? Did it go up, or do you get union pay? Well, I knew it was going to get that one. And as far as the rules and procedures, why wasn't that in the public commentary, public packet, so we could at least. But I will tell you, if whatever you just voted for, you said, oh, we can't have two in one district, well, then I got news for you. Everything that occurred since last July, sure shooting, is not one of them legal at all then, because he should have been removed. Why wasn't he removed if you can't have two? And I'm not buying it that you're correct. Have a good day.
Scott Walker.
Good morning.
Nice flag. Nice hat.
Morning.
No, nice hat.
It's good. He took it off.
Well, I'm glad.
Because out of respect for this council, I'm taking my hat off. And I came up here to say a few words about the council. It's the greatest council on earth in the best county on earth. And let me salute all these great people that came out here in 12 degree temperatures to debate a very important public point. My name is Scott Walker, and thank you for listening, and I want to shake the hand of Robert Arlette, who's really a great American.
Stand up and take a bow.
Vince Robertson. Hold noise down, please.
Elvis is leaving the building.
Thank you.